Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Happy, happy Friday. It is the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock stretch.
Feel better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did it help? Okay,
stretching
good.
Always helps.
You're healthy for you.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Ross.
Get the blood flowing. All right. Hey, Norah O'Donnell got canned. Yeah. CBS Evening News. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's a big deal.
I cannot stand her.
Why? Yeah. Yeah, it all got ruined when she talked.
She's just awful. An awful individual.
Really?
Yes.
Personally or just...
Probably.
Her politics.
Well, the fact that she can't keep her politics out of the news. She's so obvious. She doesn't even hide it well.
Yeah, they made... they made a big deal of it. What Oprah put together like a montage for... And did the big, you know, sign off and all that. But here's the story. Yeah, she bid farewell to her anchor chair at the CBS Evening News last night, calling the gig the honor of a lifetime. And the network prepares for an overhauled broadcast. Without that broad. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad.
Jackie Rose is here during the entire 9 o'clock hour, like it or not.
Thrilled about this.
You decision. Really are.
Yes, because I can't stand it.
Okay, here's my easy, quick question.
Okay.
Is this a sign that the networks, the Alphabet networks as we refer to them, are finally kind of catching on, seeing a little bit of the light that their agenda, their politics, the way the Democrat Party behaves and what they stand for is not the way most Americans want nor perceive or see America as. In other words, they present this different view.
Yeah.
And the ratings have gone down, and it's, you know, a different face presenting the news will make a difference. Not if it is the content remains similar. No. People don't leave, watching a certain broadcast or whatever because they don't like the way that it's presented, because whether you like any of those people or not, they're very good at what they do. And what I mean that is reading from a teleprompter. And I mean, no, I'm not disparaging that, but I'm also categorizing it as, hey, their performance isn't necessarily tied to their substance politically and what they choose to do in terms of presenting information. It's no secret that most of the newsrooms in America are left of center, filled with left of center people, led by management that is left of center, and run by owners and ownership that is left of center. I mean, that is the case, and it's been measured in a million different ways, which I'm not going to, you know, waste the energy on explaining now, but it has been measured so many ways. The vast majority of the news media is left of center. That's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, some are going to hold themselves accountable because they have to also make a profit. And to make a profit, you have to have good ratings. And you can't have good ratings if your material is presented in such a way that the majority of the people that are your potential viewers, when the majority of them don't like the way you're presenting stories.
So do you think they're just kind of acting like the Billionaires Club? You think they're kind of, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, I think there's some of that. In other words, come hell or high water, man, we are going to promote this propaganda because it's our flavor of propaganda. And it's also the emperor has no clothes kind of a thing, too. They don't really compete against each other. Right. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like ABC, yeah. NBC, CBS, they don't. And it's obvious they don't. Because if they did, you'd be able to tell them apart.
Good point.
I mean, really.
Because otherwise it is just a different face reading the same stuff.
Yes.
From the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. You would think that one would maybe take the lead. Look, here's how it works in radio. Let's say you got the five big stations in a town or whatever, and you know, someone comes to town or whatever, and they go, you know, this one station is not doing well. Well, you know what they do? They study the market and they say, is it the format?
Right.
There's already two country stations here, or you know, they look at that and they go, oh, you know, we're missing there's not a really good classic rock station. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Right.
And so ownership, because they have to make revenue and that is based on ratings, they will change the format, so to speak.
Right.
And in radio, we found that commonplace. And in fact, sometimes they're a little too quick to pull the trigger on stuff. And I've seen that occur as well. But if you feel like the execution is well done and, you know, you have the right, you know, records and mix and whatever you want to call it, great presentation, good signal and all that, and it's just not, you're just not getting the numbers after a period of time, you'd have to consider changing what you're doing.
Right.
But ABC, NBC, and CBS, well, you know what they're like? They're like the big three automakers of years gone by.
Can't tell much from the other.
And,
yep.
And we don't have to be innovative. All we have is each other, we all agree, like, disc brakes, you know how much that'll cost per unit? Come on, man. Keep putting them drum brakes on there.
Because if nobody's stepping out.
Exactly.
Nobody else has to.
Yeah. And why hasn't that happened? Well, I mean, I guess in a way it did. You know, Fox came along.
Right.
And really changed the dynamic, at least for viewers it did.
Yeah.
And yes, there are other, smaller operations than that. That, you know, they're doing a good job. But at the end of the day, the vast majority of Americans still, I wouldn't say vast majority, but the majority of Americans, if they are getting nightly news, so to speak, they're getting it from one of the big three networks. Or were.
Yeah.
But after being lied to for 4 years, Joe Biden? Man, the guy's never been sharper. Sharp as a tack, I tell you. So sharp. I almost cut myself on him when I shook his hand. I mean, that's how they were playing it.
Can't keep up with him.
And they knew better.
Yes.
And they did it anyway. Mm-hmm. Trump's Hitler. He wants to be a dictator. It's like, if he wanted to be a dictator, wouldn't he kind of push for that like in his first term?
And then you have him over for coffee to chat.
Oh, yeah, then he's, yeah, the then it's all good. Right. But, I mean, you've run around saying these ridiculous things, mm-hmm. and now, you know, you've got egg on your face. And unlike years gone by, I think the people have, or many of them, have woken up. And not woke.
Mm-mm.
Have awakened.
Yeah, because woke got broke.
The light. The light will expose. The light will sanitize. Light is good. Mm-hmm. So, who's going to come out of the darkness and change format, so to speak, when it comes to big three networks?
Okay.
Could it be CBS?
Wow.
Who just dumped Norm O'Donnell? Hit the road, lady.
Wow. I was reaching for the button.
Okay.
But, you know, CNN, I mean, despite their reputation, their staff's dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah.
So, revamp time?
They should have all done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll follow it. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Did I mention that Donald J. Trump is a great guy? Yeah, I've got more evidence. More evidence. The widow of Corey Comparatore. Remember him? He was the Pennsylvania man who was murdered when the assassin was trying to shoot Donald Trump at that July rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. You know what? It came out that his widow, Helen Comparatore, they said that President Trump, who wasn't president yet, called her every day for almost 2 weeks after the shooting.
Wow.
And he was shot at.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't die, thank goodness. This Corey Comparatore, what a tragic, awful story.
Oh, my goodness. So sad. Yeah.
Trump didn't do this to get any attention. He could have gotten attention if he wanted to. You've got PR people that are like, yeah, we're going to tell everybody how you've talked to the widow. No, we're not doing that. She's going through hell. We don't need to shine more attention on that whole thing, you know?
But we've seen this from him over the years. Stories come out. People eventually tell things. And just exact scenarios like this, people that he helped, gave money to, encouraged. This is who he is.
Yep. They were recalling this horrific event. It was actually Saturday's pre-inauguration Patriot Awards. Helen Comparatore was joined by her adult daughters, Allison and Kaylee, and to deliver heartfelt remarks about husband and father, Corey. Mm. Yep, they were called when a 20-year-old gunman fatally shot her husband at the Butler, Pennsylvania event. We were left as a family of three.
Wow.
When we arrived at the rally on July 13th, my husband was so excited. He just absolutely loved Trump. It was all he talked about. You know, and winning. And when we left this family of three.
Oh,
I just
can't imagine what that was like when you think about it that way.
Well, yeah, the kids witnessed it.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the kids were there. They saw it. And she said, I'll never forget my oldest daughter's face. Holding his head, wrapped in a towel that somebody, you know, threw
right
down to us. And said, Mom, help me.
Oh. Wow.
Mm. Rips your heart out. The community has been wonderful. I got cards from the entire United States. I did get hate mail, and the hate mail came because I refused to take Biden's call the next day. You imagine that?
Mm.
You make a decision that, you know, I'm just not interested in talking to that person. And as somebody who has just suffered such loss, you would respect that.
Yes,
but instead, there were Biden people sending her hate notes and hate mail and stuff. Wow. These people are sick. There were two Secret Service people on the roof right behind us, and the shooter got off nine shots. Nine before they got off one. And it just makes me sick that they allow that to happen, and they're going to pay for it, she continued. And I'm going to fight for my husband because he deserves justice. He deserves the world. He was a hero before this happened, but he is definitely a hero now.
Hmm.
So if you remember back, if you were listening then, or if you get the podcast later, I had my cousin on the air right after this attempted assassination taking place. He laid out very quickly and easily all the things that it took months for the task force to put together. Yeah, they found that there were failures in the planning, execution, and leadership of the U.S. Secret Service. I remember my cousin said right off the bat, he goes, well, first of all, their number one team is protecting Jill in Pittsburgh. And, you know, they don't have their regular rotation, the regular group that's with Trump. They were on leave, and they've got to take leave from time to time. And so you had inexperienced, both leadership and some others. And then you had some that weren't even Secret Service trained. You had Homeland Security agents.
Mm-hmm.
And they never communicated well with the locals, clearly. So, yeah, major, major mistakes. And you wouldn't have to be former Secret Service, you know, like my cousin was, to clearly see these things and to point them out. And it was so it's that whole idea, the whole thing was painful on so many different levels. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Horse Sense, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Bob. Real quick, I believe Dan Newland wrote a $1 million check to the Campantori family. I think I remember seeing that. I'm not exactly sure where, but Dan Newland wrote a $1 million check.
Hmm. That's awesome and very generous. And I know that there's been an outpouring of generosity and love toward this family who, no matter what you give them, would never take the place of their dad and husband. Gosh. So, yeah. Yeah, Mom's not real happy with how that whole thing went down. Helen Comparatori went on to describe how their last night together as a family before the rally was just the best. They attended country singer Chris Stapleton's concert. When we went to the concert, he held my hand the whole time. And when our song came on, he danced with me. And he never did that stuff in public. Never. She was crying when she said, she's going to bring me to tears. So we're going to move on. Whew. Man. Love and prayers go out to her family for sure. May she heal. Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We need some positivity, some upbeat thoughts. Start thinking about that. We've got more headlines. Maybe some fun stuff, huh? Yeah. Let's just throw a little party. What do you say, Greg?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. As long as it involves food, Greg's in.
Oh, absolutely.
It is 9:28. Happy weekend, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is Friday, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Nora O'Donnell, she appreciated, sort of a, you know, chance and opportunity of a lifetime to host the CBS Evening News for 5 years. But she's been asked to step down. They're going to read. I don't know if that's involved or not. Mm. I don't know if that might be in her contract.
Could be.
But they're going to revamp. Mm. Revamp the broadcast. And then they mentioned two people that already worked there. They're going to feel, honestly, their names don't like ring a bell to me. And I haven't been keeping up, obviously, with a lot of the network stuff because, well, they suck, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And their ratings were dwindling, and that's one of the reasons. But will they do a revamp and change the stories that they do and the way they do them and put, you know, pushing an agenda?
Hmm.
I don't know the answer to that. I doubt that they've seen that light. When you get to that level, they're not chance takers, right? The things that are successful now, like, you know, the Netflix type stuff, because so much of their things they did and their products and stuff, you know, was kind of unexpected. In other words, they were charting new territory. ABC, NBC, CBS, they're not going to try to reinvent something. They're just not, they're not by nature, big corporations are not chance takers. But I think they're taking a chance if they don't adapt. Joining me now on the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines is Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Like to talk about the media, please.
Yes, sir.
For many years, the TV networks were like a heavyweight boxer. They could go beat up any Republican they wanted to. They went after, you know, Nixon, Ford, Reagan. And they, of course, they tried to help Carter as much as they could. But then came what I'd call a media gold rush, because after Reagan's second term, somebody figured out there were a lot of people out there that would listen to a message like that. And in a gold rush, the first prospectors on the scene stake out their claims, and then the people that come back behind them because they're slow, well, they get the crumbs. And that's exactly what happened here. Fox put a... which is no longer true, but for a while, Fox had a stranglehold on the conservative media. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now it's dissipated. And they were the first prospectors on the scene. They did take the chance. Like you said, they dug the hole, and they found gold, baby. Thank you, Bob.
No, oh, thank you. And I think it was on this day, was it 1848, that gold was discovered in, what was it, Sutton Creek out in California? Yeah, in 1848, I think it was, but then it became the gold rush when
Sutter's
people had
Creek. Yep.
Sutter's Creek.
Yep.
Of 1849. And that's when everybody left Dahlonega, Georgia, which was where they had discovered gold earlier.
Ah,
and then the mayor came out when he saw everybody packing up and leaving. He said, "Where are you going, boys?
Uh-huh.
There's gold in them there hills."
There you go.
That was Dahlonega, Georgia.
And they went and found them.
But they went to California, a place where I went into an Empire gold mine.
Yeah.
It didn't really actually go deep in, I mean, down into the mine per se, but, you know, toured it, and billions of dollars of gold came out of there. Wow. It's crazy. Hmm. And you think about it, in the beginning years, there was no way to get, like, the money to the banks, because you had to go to San Francisco, which I think now... is a 45-minute drive on a highway.
Wow.
So can you imagine?
Oh, no.
And how fearful you'd be that if, you know, somebody followed you, somebody knew, hey, we know there's going to be a bunch of money leaving there. That's where they're pulling gold out of the ground.
That would have been dangerous.
And in fact, there was an attempted robbery, I think, at one time in the story. But anyway, part of history. So, but I, you know, just thought I'd take Pete's analogy and run with it.
Well, but look what Fox did. They had the gold, and then they started diluting it. And then people didn't want it as much anymore.
Well, and again, you know, you get into that upper echelon of ownership and what they control. And,
next generation comes along and running the show, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, where you rub some very powerful people maybe the wrong way, and they're not going to publicly, it will never come out. But, you know, there's some very powerful people, and most of us would never recognize their names. And
but they pull strings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is what it is. But, yes, yeah. I would like to see somebody step out, and they have, as Pete mentioned. You know what? It's not just Fox News. There are other outlets, News Nation, and I just don't tune into that stuff probably as much as I should. It's just not top of mind. It's part is, you know, how we grew up.
Right.
I mean, I was lucky when I grew up. I had like 7 TV stations because in Detroit. You'd have the 3 networks.
Right.
You'd have like 2, at least 2 independents. And we also got Canadian stations because we're in Detroit. So Ontario, Ben Windsor is right across the river.
See, St. Louis, you had the 3 networks.
Uh-huh.
You got your little, public funded one, you know, public access, that one.
Yeah.
And then we had one of the UHF. Signals.
Ultra high frequency?
Yes, versus the VHF.
Very high frequency.
Yes.
It, that's what they really stand for.
Yeah,
isn't
they
it
really
funny?
Do. Yeah.
When you find that out, it's like, really?
That's simple? That's all it meant? Yeah.
Okay.
And, but as a younger kid, we didn't have UHF, so I'd have to go to Timmy Mulligan's to watch Ultraman.
Aw, Timmy.
Yeah, I know.
His mom and dad would always be there. Cracking a 40.
Figures he'd be a mulligan.
Hey, can I hang around, Timmy, and listen to your parents cuss later? Because we don't do that at my house. Sure, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang out.
Mm-hmm. Had to watch Ultraman at his house.
Ultraman.
Yeah. Huh. I liked it better than Johnny Sacco.
Yeah, I don't...
Because Johnny Sacco, yeah, it just there's a...
I don't remember either one.
Well, you know.
Was this when Speed Racer was on?
Same
Go
era.
Speed Racer.
Yes.
Go Speed Racer.
You had a thing for Trixie, didn't you?
I always thought secretly I was going to be Driver X.
Yeah. Racer X?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was going to be Driver X. I was
going to
be
my own. Oh, okay. No. It's your own name.
Racer X. You got it. All right.
And he really was his brother.
Yeah.
His older brother.
Yeah. And I didn't know at that time
that
I had an older brother.
Uh-huh.
So I did kind of mimic the cartoon.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
All right, what else you want to talk about?
Get the dishwasher tomorrow. That's exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
That's exciting
How
for
do we
me.
Turn that into
oh, I'm not worried.
Something?
I didn't mean for everybody else. That's what's on my mind.
So wait a second. Wait
yeah.
a second.
Yeah.
So you're going to be involved in a thruple? Don't you already have a dishwasher? I met her. She's beautiful.
Wow. You are trying to get me in trouble. No.
It's like I already got a dishwasher. I married her.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
She has sandwich maker, too.
I am not going there. No, my wife is the one on the cover of that magazine, so she's not the dishwasher.
Oh, yes. If we could all just marry a cover girl.
Yes.
Why are you still working, Greg? Really is a question.
I wish.
She hasn't turned that into... She hasn't monetized it.
No.
To its fullest potential yet.
No.
All right. So, under Trump already.
Yes.
ICE arrests 460 illegal immigrants.
Nice.
And these are violent criminals. Yeah. It's not, you know, the starving family looking for an opportunity crossing the border. These are bad people. In a 33-hour period under the Trump administration, ICE arrested more than 460, including those with violent criminal histories. You've got people that they arrested from Afghanistan, Afghanistan.
Yeah, that makes sense. They would show up at the southern border from Mexico.
First thing I'd say is, hey, do you have a connection? Can we get some of our military hardware back?
Yeah.
Angola. Bolivia. Brazil. Colombia. The Dominican Republic. Ecuador. El Salvador. Guatemala. Honduras. Mexico. Nicaragua. Senegal. And Venezuela. Yeah. And they're bad people.
Yeah.
For instance, one was a Mexican national arrested in Salt Lake City. Aggravated sexual abuse of a child. Another Mexican national arrested in St. Paul. Convicted of second degree assault of a child. These are not good people. Gangsters. They busted them as well. That have come from Venezuela. And they are... they're serious. ICE is doing some great work.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Homan is going to do, I believe he is just going to do a fantastic job. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He's a perfect, perfect pick for that.
When you hear him talk, you're like, yeah, that's the kind of guy you want running this agency.
But wait, not everybody's happy about these arrests. Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, we should continue to encourage government agencies to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. These initiatives, despite the order from President Donald Trump, to the contrary. Yeah, DEI. Even though the president said, we're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people like Dick Durbin.
He's one of the worst, too. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If we could take him and where they're sending Nora O'Donnell, if they could go to the same place.
They're going to Greenland.
Oh, really?
Yes. Donald Trump is taking over Greenland, and he's going to open up a slave camp, and he's going to put those lefty liberals to work finally, making big rocks into little rocks.
Mm. You've started a rumor, and someone will believe it.
Oh, I'll follow up on it, but probably won't be until Monday, because we got things to do.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we call it Things That Make You Smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up next. That's where you call in. And give us something upbeat and positive going on in your life. Yeah. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. And it's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. So much to be thankful for. That's what this segment is all about. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. 877-975-9825. And for years, it was brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, where Robin's entire practice has been taken over by Dr. Samantha Annis. She worked with Robin side by side for, about a year. And she's going to do a great job. And she changed the name. It's Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. And yes, they treat me like the little baby I am. All right, 877-975-9825. And James, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I texted my brother this morning to get Gator National ticket numbers. And I said, hey, you think Dad can make it this time? I get a picture back with them two with thumbs up. My dad, 78 years old, is going to see the Gator Nationals for the first time.
Wow. That definitely makes me smile.
Earplugs.
I think the first time going there is amazing no matter what the age. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to love it. But, yeah, earplugs are a good idea. Kaz, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. It's a cold, cold day, and I'm usually outside all the time listening to the show, but it's very cold. And so I decided, you know what I had to do? Clean and clean and sweep and mop and dust. And I'm getting a bunch done, and I go to 3,000 square foot house. And I'm loving it. It's good exercise, and I love listening to your show. God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless you, Kaz. I'll be giving you my address for any services you want to render. Just
kidding. One more house? Come on.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Let's go. Mercedes, what's making you smile?
Oh, thank you. I smile anytime I think in all the fleas and ticks that are dying due to really cold weather. I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, the bugs are dying, and we're winning as humans, and I love it as a change, too. A little break, but it doesn't need to go on too much longer.
And they can't be lasting this long.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is the free air conditioning we're getting here in Florida. And then it dawned upon me yesterday, if we look at your initials, Bob Rose, BR, it's brrrr.
Wow.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah, it is. No, I like a little of it.
I take it
for a little while.
A little while.
You know, really what we need is 50 at night,
yeah.
75 during the day.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because I can live with that.
Low 70s once in a while if you got some yard work to do. Because you might go sweat a little bit, you know, that kind of thing.
And while I'm telling God what to do, I might as well throw in there, make it rain every night for 40 minutes.
Right.
At some time in the middle of the night, 1 to 2 a.m. or something.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And you said we're two or three are gathered together. Well, we're two.
Mm.
We're gathered together, and that's our prayer.
Yeah, and our other prayer is don't smite us for being smart alecky.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
And that's smiting.
Especially me.
We don't want the smiting part.
All righty. We're not done yet. No. We got the smoking gun coming up next, and that is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, the multicultural hub that is the modern-day London. It's estimated now that they're home to nearly 600,000 illegal migrants, around 1 in 12. They did this study on behalf of Thames Water, the utility company for London, and they said there's a large hidden population of illegal migrants living in the capital. And they say the study could be off. One account says we're off. There's actually about 100,000 more. Nigel Farage said it's totally unacceptable. It's another reason why we need to properly control our borders. What have we learned when we should have already seen that smoking gun? Well, that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. Great weekend. See ya.